we will be talking about the role that white people can play in the growing movement for African liberation and the liberation of oppressed and colonized people around the world. The African People's Solidarity Committee is the organization of white people formed by the African People's Socialist Party and working in the white communities under their leadership. And this past couple of years in particular, the African People's Socialist Party that leads the Uhuru movement is growing throughout the world in a very dynamic way. It is an organization to unite African people all around the world. That means black people in this country and African people wherever they have been dispersed around the world to come together for the job and the struggle to liberate Africa into the hands of African people. And currently, the Uhuru movement is growing in many countries throughout Europe in the African communities. And Chairman Amalia Shetela, who leads the Uhuru movement, just returned in October from a tour in which he spoke to standing ovations. And so just a few months before that, he was at a major event at African Liberation Day in Paris, France, where with a packed house, hundreds of people, and standing ovations there. And this whole sense of the deepening crisis of the conditions of African people everywhere and the need for the era of independence to come to fruition where African people themselves can begin to control the resources of Africa, not De Beers diamonds, not Shell oil, but the people themselves who currently are living on maybe $2 a day or less. So the question is, in our role as working in the white community, is how can white people support this? How can we stand in solidarity?
And what are some of those things? Are there any suggestions that are already out there, or is this going to be something that's discussed at the conference?
Well, one of the things that the African People's Solidarity Committee coordinates every year is an event called the Day in Solidarity with African People. So how do we take this on? And the whole question of what is our relationship to this is key to what we're talking about. So building the Day in Solidarity with African People is our major event of the year. We are also working on a campaign in Oakland, California to raise money for Eco Kitchen, which is a commercial kitchen that is going to be built at the Uhuru House in East Oakland. This is one of the projects, our big projects for this year. We're trying to raise $150,000 for that project. The GECO kitchen was just completed here at the Uhuru House in St. Petersburg, so we have a good record and we're excited about this. We also help coordinate the Uhuru Foods. We do the campaign every year in the holiday season. We just wrapped this up where we sell sweet potato, pumpkin, pecan pies. We're going to be talking about a lot of deep political and theoretical questions. People have the chance to hear Chairman Amalia Shetela right there, be there person to person with him, ask the kind of questions and go deeply into the issues of how things got to be the way they are. What is the future? How do we understand this economic crisis that we see all around us? What about the intensifications of U.S. wars throughout Africa, throughout the Middle East, and covertly in so many other places in the world?